One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle
with ultra titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks.
They say every town has its share of dark corners, places that feel just a little colder, a little quieter, a little more wrong. And if you grew up anywhere near Pryor, Oklahoma, you probably already know exactly where I'm going with this. Tucked away off a rural stretch of road behind aging iron gates and weathered stones sits a cemetery wrapped in whispers. Graham Cemetery. A name that's become almost synonymous with fear, folklore, and a legend that refuses to rest in peace. At the center of it all, a single grave marked by symbols that have puzzled, frightened, and fascinated locals for generations. Some swear it belongs to a witch, others dismiss it as superstition. But whether you believe in curses or just the power of a good campfire tale, one thing is certain. Strange things happen here. Too many stories, too many experiences, too many coincidences to ignore. On this journey, we're going to peel back the layers of history and hysteria surrounding this infamous Oklahoma graveyard. From its early beginnings as a final resting place for pioneer families to the spine-chilling encounters reported by those brave or foolish enough to visit after dark. And we'll ask the question that haunts every step of this story. Is Graham Cemetery simply the victim of urban legend, or is something far more unsettling buried beneath the surface? So I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. Graham Cemetery sits quietly just outside Pryor, Oklahoma, a town better known for its small-town charm than for tales of terror. But this unassuming burial ground, worn by time and weather, has slowly grown into one of the state's most talked-about haunted sites. Its reputation didn't start with chilling whispers or ghost hunters. It began simply with a few families looking for a final resting place. The cemetery was established in the late 1800s, serving as a burial ground for settlers in what would later become Mays County. Life on the frontier was harsh. Disease, accidents, and the tough living conditions of early Oklahoma made mortality an ever-present shadow. Records from the Mays County Historical Society confirm that many buried here were pioneers, hard-working men, women, and children who braved the rugged life of homesteaders. At its heart, Graham Cemetery is a place of quiet history, echoing the struggles and perseverance of these early families. But over time, its isolation began to work against it. As nearby communities grew and modern cemeteries were established, Graham Cemetery became less visited, less maintained, overgrowth crept in, headstones weathered, and with neglect came a creeping sense of unease. The cemetery's rustic and overgrown state made it ripe for eerie stories to take root. Tall weeds brushing against gravestones, the sound of wind moving through cracked trees, and the unmistakable chill of decay, all elements that, while natural, began to be interpreted as something far more sinister. Then there's the gravestone, the one that became the center of it all. Locally known as the Witch's Grave, this particular headstone has inspired endless speculation. Weather-worn and carved with symbols that have defied easy explanation, it's sparked more questions than answers. Based on burial records, the grave belongs to a woman named Elvira, a name that unfortunately only deepened the sense of dark romanticism around the legend. The symbols? Well, historians believe they belong to fraternal or religious organizations common in the late 19th century, possibly associated with groups like the Order of the Eastern Star, a Masonic-affiliated women's society. But try telling that to a group of teenagers holding flashlights in the dead of night. To them, those markings look like something far more ominous. The legend quickly grew legs. By the 1970s and 1980s, Graham Cemetery had become a rite of passage for local teenagers looking for a thrill. Sneaking into the graveyard after dark, they dare each other to approach the witch's grave, whisper challenges to unseen forces, and sometimes claim to feel an unseen hand brush their shoulder or an icy breath on their neck. Reports from that era describe shadowy figures glimpsed between the stones, fleeting whispers carried on the wind, and the unnerving sensation of being watched. Local newspapers and law enforcement began taking note, not necessarily of ghosts, but of trespassers. County Sheriff's Office mentioned the cemetery is a known hotspot for nocturnal visitors, especially around Halloween. Officers often chalked up the reports to overactive imaginations and the influence of urban legend, but the stories persisted, undeterred. The role of folklore in shaping these experiences can't be overstated. Psychologists refer to this phenomenon as expectancy bias. When we anticipate a certain outcome, our minds are more likely to interpret ambiguous stimuli in ways that confirm our expectations. A rustling animal becomes a phantom figure. A cool breeze becomes a spectral breath. In a place like Graham Cemetery, already dripping with dark lore, expectancy bias all but guarantees that a visit after dark will feel like stepping into a ghost story. And then there are the environmental factors, which provide even more rational explanations. Cemeteries, particularly older ones like Graham, are often home to animals that become active at night. Owls, raccoons, and feral cats whose sudden movements can startle even the steeliest of visitors. The cemetery's uneven ground, shifting underfoot, can give the sensation of being tugged or pulled. Atmospheric conditions in rural Oklahoma can also create optical illusions. Cool air settling in the low-lying cemetery, combined with moonlight filtering through gnarled trees, can play tricks on the eyes, creating shadows where none exist. Yet as logical as these explanations are, they've done little to extinguish the fire of local fascination. Historical accounts and oral histories collected by the Mays County Historical Society reveal that even the most skeptical locals have heard tales of Graham Cemetery since they were children. Some say their grandparents warned them to steer clear, spinning tales of curses that would befall anyone who dared disrespect the graves. Others share family stories of strange dreams after visiting the cemetery, dreams filled with cryptic warnings or unsettling visions of the woman said to rest beneath the infamous stone. And it wasn't just the locals keeping the story alive. The rise of the internet in the late 1990s breathed new life into the legend. Online forums dedicated to haunted places began listing Graham Cemetery among Oklahoma's most mysterious sites. Paranormal groups from outside the region took notice, organizing visits and posting their findings online. Photos of the witch's grave circulated widely, with some claiming to capture ghostly apparitions or strange light anomalies. Though experts often attributed these images to lens flare or digital artifacts, they only fueled the fire for those hungry for proof of the supernatural. Still, the divide between legend and history remains stark. Local historians maintain that no documented evidence links the cemetery to witchcraft, satanic rituals, or curses of any kind. The woman buried beneath the now infamous gravestone likely lived a quiet, ordinary life, her name and resting place co-opted by the human love for mystery and fear. But as we've seen time and time again, facts don't always stand a chance against the allure of the unknown. For many, Graham Cemetery isn't just a place of history. It's a place where the line between the seen and unseen feels tantalizingly thin, where every creak of the tree branch and rustle of the grass is charged with possibility, where rational minds grapple with irrational fears. As the years rolled into the 1990s and early 2000s, Graham Cemetery's reputation as a haunted location didn't fade. It intensified. What began as local legend and teenage dares had now caught the attention of dedicated paranormal investigators, regional ghost hunting teams, and curious thrill seekers who traveled miles just to see if the stories were true. One of the first major shifts came when members of the Oklahoma Paranormal Research Alliance, or OPRA, set their sights on Graham Cemetery. Armed with voice recorders, EMF detectors, and thermal cameras, they weren't content with just campfire tales. They wanted evidence, and what they found only deepened the mystery. During a 2002 investigation, Oprah documented several EVPs, or electronic voice phenomena, recorded near the infamous Witch's Grave. Faint whispers, indecipherable words, and most chillingly, what sounded like a soft cry captured on tape. Even seasoned investigators admitted they were unnerved by the playback. Technical malfunctions plagued the team that night. Cameras with fresh batteries drained within minutes. EMF detectors designed to measure fluctuations in electromagnetic fields spiked repeatedly around the same gravestone, while nearby areas remained calm. Skeptics argue that natural explanations, like underground wiring or magnetic minerals in the soil, could account for these readings. But in a rural, disconnected area like Graham Cemetery, those explanations wear thin. Over time, a distinct pattern emerged. Independent investigations conducted years apart reported similar findings: unexplained spikes in EMF readings, disembodied voices captured on audio equipment, orbs of light, both seen with the naked eye and photographed, hovering near the same cluster of graves. Of course, photographers and skeptics point out that these orbs are often dust particles or insects caught in the flash of the camera, but when those same anomalies appear in videos, floating steadily against the wind and without a clear source, even the most rational observers begin to wonder. More unnerving still are the personal experiences, unpredictable, visceral, and deeply felt. Locals and investigators alike describe a disorienting wave of nausea or dizziness, striking suddenly and without warning as they near the Witch's Grave. These episodes are often accompanied by the unmistakable sensation of being watched, even when no one else is present. Environmental factors such as low-frequency sound waves, known as infrasound, have been suggested as possible causes. These sounds, often produced by wind passing through structures or natural topography, are below the threshold of human hearing but can trigger feelings of anxiety and dread. But for those who've felt a cold hand brush their back or heard a phantom voice whispering their name, such explanations feel hollow. Among the most compelling first-hand accounts is that of a group of amateur ghost hunters who visited Graham Cemetery in 2007. According to their report, which was later shared with local media, the team of five experienced a collective auditory hallucination, if it was a hallucination at all. They described hearing a woman's voice clear as day, warning them to leave. Not a distant echo or a passing breeze twisted into words, but a distinct, chilling message that froze them in place. What makes this account particularly difficult to dismiss is the consistency of their testimonies. Each member of the group, interviewed separately, recounted the same phrasing and tone of the voice. Audio recordings from that night were inconclusive, capturing only static and the occasional rustling of leaves, but the experience left a deep mark on those involved. Then there's the matter of the shadowy figure, a recurring apparition reported by dozens of visitors over the years. Descriptions vary slightly, but most speak of a tall, dark silhouette, often seen lingering near the notorious gravestone or weaving between the older headstones at the back of the cemetery. Some witnesses claim the figure appears to watch them before vanishing without a trace. Skeptics argue that low lighting and heightened anxiety can easily cause the mind to conjure shapes from shadows. Yet the sheer number of similar reports, spanning years and unrelated groups of people, keeps the story alive. Paranormal researchers have suggested that Graham Cemetery may be home to what's known as a residual haunting. Unlike intelligent hauntings, where a spirit is believed to interact with the living, residual hauntings are thought to be imprints, recordings of past emotions or events that replay under certain conditions. The consistent nature of the reported phenomena at Graham Cemetery supports this theory. People don't typically report responsive entities, but rather a loop of familiar eerie occurrences. The whispering voice, the shadowy figure, the wave of nausea at a specific location. This theory, while speculative, aligns with environmental factors present at the site. Limestone, for example, which has been associated with residual hauntings and paranormal theory, is abundant in Oklahoma soil. Combined with the cemetery's remote and undisturbed nature, it creates conditions that believers argue are perfect for such energy to linger. Despite thorough investigations and plausible scientific theories, lingering questions persist. The symbols carved into the witch's grave remain a source of debate. Historians maintain they are likely fraternal symbols, common for the era. Paranormal enthusiasts counter that the energy surrounding the grave feels anything but ordinary. And while no documentation confirms the woman buried there was ever accused of witchcraft in her lifetime, the local folklore has cemented her legend into the very fabric of Pryor's culture. Today, Graham Cemetery continues to draw visitors. Some come seeking thrills, others answers. Paranormal tours occasionally pass through, though most visits are quiet and respectful. Modern ghost hunters arrive with equipment far more advanced than their predecessors, yet they often walk away with the same questions and the same unsettling experiences. What remains is a place where history and legend collide, where documented facts brush against the intangible. Whether the cemetery's reputation is the result of natural phenomena, psychological suggestion, or something truly beyond explanation, Graham Cemetery endures as one of Oklahoma's most enigmatic sites. As the sun sets over Pryor and shadows stretch long across the headstones, Graham Cemetery continues to hold its secrets close, daring the curious and the brave to dig just a little deeper. There's something undeniably powerful about places like Graham Cemetery. They tug at a deep, ancient part of our human curiosity that need to peer into the shadows to brush up against the unknown just to see if anything brushes back. We've heard the stories. We've followed the facts. On one hand, we have a quiet cemetery, a simple resting place for early Oklahomans, rich with history and natural explanations. Uneven ground, old trees creaking in the wind, the distant call of a night owl, all perfectly logical ingredients for a spooky atmosphere. And let's not forget the human mind's incredible talent for filling in the blanks. Our brains are hardwired to recognize patterns to make sense of the unexplained. A branch snapping underfoot becomes an approaching figure. A gust of wind feels like a spectral breath. It's part psychology, part environmental illusion. But then there's the other hand. The one that points firmly toward the things we still can't quite explain. The EVPs. The disembodied voices captured in recordings. The shadowy figures seen time and time again by people with no connection to each other. The electronic devices that drain mysteriously. The cold spots that defy weather patterns. And that chilling voice heard by more than one person, warning visitors to leave the graveyard behind. Maybe it's residual energy, an echo of the past etched into the land itself. Maybe it's collective fear manifesting in ways science is only beginning to understand. Or maybe, just maybe, there's something out there waiting for the bold or the foolish to step a little closer. Either way, Graham Cemetery remains a place of deep intrigue. A place where history, mystery, and folklore tangle together in the most unsettling ways. And if you ever find yourself standing before the so-called witch's grave, you might want to remember one thing. Whether you believe in ghosts or not, respect is always the safest choice. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water, but you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
McCrispy strips are now at McDonald's. Tender, juicy, and its own sauce. Would you look at that? Well, you can't see it, but trust me, it looks delicious. New McCrispy strips, now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water, but you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here, and you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.